Farmer protests, MPs grill government on EU Great Reset agenda forcing farms to close. By Peter Cattell on August 12, 2022. Elected representatives in the Netherlands have grilled the country's government over exactly how many farms will be forced to close to satisfy the European Union's Great Reset green agenda. As farmers in the Netherlands continue protesting the EU's Great Reset measures, which could see as much as 30% of livestock farms in the country forced to close, stunned elected representatives have been grilling the Dutch government as to the exact nature of the planned closures. Described as being part and parcel of an unavoidable transition, the Dutch government has seemingly committed itself to killing off many farming businesses in its own country for the sake of appeasing green agenda nitrogen reduction targets set by Eurocrats in Brussels. However, while those in the government's cabinet seem steadfast in doing the work ordered by the European Union, other politicians, including some of those within the parties of the country's ruling coalition, have challenged the move. According to a report by farming magazine Nieuwe Oogst, some MPs have expressed disbelief at the number of farms that will be forced to close under the nitrogen reduction measures, with the Christian Democratic Alliance, CDA, even saying that it believes the official numbers to have been an error in communication with the government. Or is it indeed the case that 11,200 farmers will have to stop until 2030, just because of the nitrogen policy? A letter from the party asks. And what are the consequences of this gigantic contraction on the amount of food produced in the Netherlands? The document sent to the minister also reportedly reads. Meanwhile, the reformed political party, SGP, probed the government as to how planned farm closures are to occur, with official documents seemingly pointing to the mandatory buyouts being used by the government to close businesses in the country by force to meet its Great Reset objectives. While Nieuwe Oogst reports that the government has ostensibly been looking at ways of making sure that farm closures are as voluntary as possible, the SGP claims that official documents earmarking funds for the projects appear to indicate that targets will be achieved mainly via forced purchases if the government indeed aims to hit its nitrogen reduction aims by 2030. The party has now asked for the government to clarify how it aims to make sure that as many farm closures as possible are indeed voluntary. While likely to be a bit of a prickly question for those in power, the SGP probe is likely of little comfort to farmers in the country, with the leadership of the ongoing protests demanding that no forced buyouts occur whatsoever. Forced buyout is out of the question, Eric Leuten, the chairman of farmer protest organization Agrecti, previously said, while also claiming that politicians had promised no such forced purchases before the previous elections. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.